From the shadows, she awakens, for she can only be seen in the dark. But she is a creature born of the three ancient fires, cloaked in moonlight, axis of primordial blaze. She is a powerful silence, gentle rumble, one that moves with water as water. A candle presented from her palms is placed to float on a clear surface. Scarlet wax fractures, dancing deep into holy depths, as does nourishing blood. With rhythmic precision, she pours salt of the earth, lavender from distant fields, cinnamon from foreign forests sinking into the sea. Steam rises, twirling amidst broken light, a sacred song. As the drums beat, she enters illuminated waves, ones of her own conception. The cleansing begins, a consecrated burning, when water knows the touch of flame, purifying her body, pulsating around her, as cosmoses are created from chaos. Water rushes between her thighs, sliding through silky hair, curling amidst creases of skin. She is smooth, as she is rough, for she is of balance. Her hips have birthed children some will never know.
Pain, love, grief, joy.
They call her mother. She has earned the right to name them, given each life, witnessed them grow, held their hands, quieted their fears. Arching her back, she cups water into her hands and releases rain into spiraling skies. When she submerges, her curls unfold, cascading as ink from overturned wells, for her body is poetry. Through echoing stillness, a chorus emanates. Voice of a woman harmonizes in worship. When she can no longer hold air, she resurfaces, surging a typhoon around her body. Whipping hair back, golden brown sun, mane of the lioness, regal crown of her ancestors, proudly falling to rest down her spine. Bare breasts drip with a promise of rebirth. She is life giver to the weary, goddess to the wandering, guardian of souls. From the water, she retrieves the candle, mutters an incantation, and with a patient longing, returns to the shadows. But she is of ancient fire, born of water, bound by a cleansing sea, prepared for the awakening.